The following is a simultaneous exercise. Please use this time to adjust your headset and volume to a comfortable level. The exercise will begin in 3 seconds.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I will now give an opening statement for the prosecution. This courtroom isn't quite set up like a brand new court building, so I'm just going to ask you, if at any time you have trouble seeing any of the exhibits that are on the TV screen, that you just go ahead and raise your hand. A 0.158 blood alcohol concentration and 2 DUI convictions within 7 years. That's why we're here. That's what the defendant has been charged with. On February 25, 2020, at about 11:10 in the evening, in Tempe, Arizona, in the area of University and Main Street, the defendant was in front of Corporal Cornwall, heading southbound on University. Moments before this, the defendant was on Main Street, then veered into a wide right turn before straightening out to head southbound on University. Corporal Cornwall was behind the defendant as he traveled southbound on University and observed the defendant swerve outside of his lane several times. Defendant then made a wide turn from University onto Broadway and immediately turned into a gas station at the corner of University and Broadway. That's where Corporal Cornwall pulled the defendant over and made contact with him. When Corporal Cornwall made contact with the defendant, he asked him where he was coming from and where he was going. The defendant said that he was coming from a job and that he was headed home. Well, that story didn't hold water, because down here on the map is where the contact occurred, as the defendant was driving southbound on University. His address was determined to be 1161 North Trixie Park Avenue, which would require him to be driving northbound from where he was and where he was intercepted. The defendant then changed his story and alleged that he was going to meet a girl. Apparently, that girl didn't show up, and so he was actually going to hang out with another girl. The defendant had bloodshot, watery eyes and had an odor of alcohol coming from him. He had slurred speech. When he got out of his car, he was unsteady and had to use his car or a truck for balance, and he swayed. He had a 2 to 3 inch rotational sway. The defendant agreed to perform some field sobriety tests. The first, which you may have seen before, is the test where an officer moves an object in front of the suspect's eyes. This is called the horizontal gaze nystagmus, or HGN test. Corporal Cornwall will describe what he's looking for in those tests. I'm sorry, Sergeant Smith. That's someone else you'll hear from who will describe what he's looking for with those tests and what he saw in this case. Corporal Cornwall performed the rest of the field sobriety tests, the walk and turn, and the one-leg stand. He'll describe how he performs those tests, what indicators he's looking for, and what he saw in this case. The defendant also agreed to give a sample of his blood. That sample was tested by the crime lab, and the result was a 0.158. That's nearly twice the legal limit of 0.08. The defendant had a 0.158 alcohol concentration that night and has had 2 DUIs within a period of 7 years. Now, the 2 DUIs within 7 years is what escalates this to an aggravated DUI versus just a DUI. The first offense was in Paolo Junction Municipal Court, court number TR20081598. The defendant committed that DUI on November 11, 2013, and he was convicted on January 11, 2014. His second DUI was in Tempe. That one was committed on August 12, 2015. The defendant was convicted on December 9, 2015. Now, the crime date of the first one, being November 11, 2013, is within 7 years, or as the instruction calls it, 84 months of February 25, 2020, the date of violation in this offense. And the second one, the crime date of August 12, 2015, is again within 7 years, or as the instruction refers to it, 84 months, which is, of course, the same of February 25, 2020. You can see the first one occurred about 6 years and 3 months before the current offense. The second one occurred about 4 years and 6 months before the current offense. As you've seen from the court's instructions, the defendant has been charged with 2 counts of aggravated DUI. That's because in Arizona, there's 2 different ways to commit the crime of DUI, or in this case, aggravated DUI, because of the 2 priors. During this trial, you'll hear the word impaired a lot, and that has to do with the first count. The first count requires the defendant be impaired to the slightest degree. There's no alcohol concentration requirement in the first part, in the first count. The second count has that alcohol concentration requirement that a lot of us are familiar with. That one requires that the defendant has an alcohol concentration of 0.08 or higher. An alcohol concentration of 0.158 and 2 DUI convictions within 7 years. That's why we're here. That's what the defendant is charged with doing. After all the evidence, the state will come up here again and ask you to hold the defendant accountable for his choices and to find him guilty of both counts of aggravated DUI. Thank you.